Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. This week we're seeing major transitions brewing within the Linux ecosystem, each one set to influence both everyday users and developers for years ahead. One headline grabbing attention is Ubuntu's decision to phase out the traditional /etc/Debian_version file, something that's played a core role since Ubuntu's earliest days. For a long time, this file referenced Debian's rolling SID release. But because Ubuntu continuously evolves beyond Debian's pace, the information became less and less reliable. Instead, the transition is onto etc. OS release, a more consistent and accurate resource for determining what operating system you're truly running. For SYS admins and anyone supporting multiple machines, this small change will make scripting and management a lot less fragile and a lot more future-proof. It's a move that really highlights Ubuntu's maturing identity, no longer leaning so heavily on Debian's versioning quirks. Now, let's shift focus to Fedora, where the development team has been busy adapting to landmark updates in the Linux kernel, especially with version 7.2 on the horizon. A big part of this involves the kernel moving away from the AF_ALG interface, which has provided cryptographic operations for a good stretch of its life. Why the change? The answer is security and efficiency, the kind of foundational work that may not grab headlines but keeps threats at bay and systems humming. Fedora's making sure that user space applications which previously relied on this interface can transition smoothly, without opening up unexpected vulnerabilities. For end users, most of this is invisible. But for security-conscious SYS admins and enterprise deployments, it's a reassurance that Fedora remains on the front foot. The Fedora team's commitment to these evolutions really stands out as another example of why this distribution is often at the cutting edge of Linux security. Speaking of cutting edge, I want to talk about some of the big ideas emerging from the 2026 Linux File System, Memory Management, and BPF Summit. This annual event gathers top kernel developers and researchers to discuss advances that lay the groundwork for Linux's future direction. Daniel Borkman, one of the summit's most influential voices, offered insights into Netkit, a subsystem set to revolutionize networking performance and management for virtual machines. His presentations drilled into how BPF, or Berkeley Packet Filter technology, could be leveraged for live patching user space applications, potentially minimizing downtime and boosting reliability. While these concepts are still very much in the research phase, they're attracting plenty of curiosity and excitement among the developer community. If these strategies can be proven at scale, they might become some of the defining features distinguishing tomorrow's Linux systems. All this technological wizardry would have little impact without robust and trustworthy software, and that's putting the spotlight squarely on the importance of community-driven testing. As more contributors join open-source projects, reliable testing frameworks are vital. Breakages or inconsistent test suites can quickly erode trust and undermine a project's momentum. Whether you're a maintainer or a hobbyist, adopting systematic testing practices makes all the difference, ensuring everyone can have confidence in new releases. The passion for open cooperation runs beyond code and kernel talk too. It's shaping how technology enters our homes, quite literally. Just this week, the Open Home Foundation rolled out a public preview of its device database for Home Assistant users everywhere. By providing transparent, aggregated data about smart devices and their compatibility, the project is empowering community voices. For anyone wading through countless product choices or dealing with device quirks, this kind of openness is a lifeline in making informed decisions. It's a win for Home Assistant and for the concept of participatory technology decisions, a clear step away from walled gardens and closed vendor databases. Of course, security looms large no matter your platform, and this has been a banner week for updates across a range of Linux distributions. On the Alma Linux side, we've seen improvements for glibc, Java 21 OpenJDK, the kernel itself, and the libpq database library. Debian maintainers have rolled out patches for ImageMagick, SpiceVD Agent, and WebKit 2 GTK, all of which play critical roles in desktop and server operations. Fedora users can rest easier thanks to critical updates for cryptlib, .NET Core components, and plenty of other software packages that often form the backbone of developer workstations. As for Ubuntu, their most recent security improvements target less well-known but equally important libraries, like libtpdateperl, along with important core system modules. One thing tying these updates together? A clear industry pattern toward providing proactive security, and an ongoing commitment to keeping open platforms safe for everyone. A standout example is CodeNotary's new free security offer, which covers up to 25 Alma Linux machines, showing how even commercial players are getting creative in supporting open source users. It's a timely reminder that, as threats evolve, the open source world is stepping up, sometimes ahead of proprietary competitors when it comes to safeguarding users and infrastructure. Still, it's not all new features and security advisories. This week has also brought sorrowful news with the loss of Dan Williams. For those not familiar, Dan was a distinguished kernel developer, whose leadership touched many facets of the Linux Foundation Technical Advisory Board. His contributions, both technical and personal, earned enormous respect, and his sudden passing is being felt across the entire community. Many are now coming together to support his family and honor the invaluable role he played in making Linux what it is today. If you'd like to express your sympathies or contribute, I encourage you to check relevant community pages, which are coordinating support efforts. The story of Dan's impact is a reminder that open source isn't just about lines of code, it's about people, relationships, and a shared vision for progress. Meanwhile, as software keeps shifting, so do the business models propping up today's tech companies, especially as founders and teams adapt to new realities around outreach and growth. An increasing number of SaaS founders are now trialing affiliate marketing as a pragmatic, cost-effective way to boost their reach without ballooning ad expenses. This isn't just a footnote. It's a sign that grassroots, community-powered promotion is gaining ground over glitzy campaigns and big ad spends. In a similar spirit of innovation, we're seeing exciting developments in areas you might not expect, like sustainable energy technologies. The CorePower C4, a wave-driven power generator, recently achieved commercial use certification, marking a big leap in the race to harness oceans for renewable energy. This isn't just about clean power, but also about how open collaboration between engineering minds can rapidly bring new ideas to commercial reality. On a different front entirely, automation is making waves in law enforcement too, with more than 1,000 agencies across the US now having FAA waivers to operate drones autonomously for public safety. These so-called Drone as First Responder or DFR programs enable rapid aerial surveillance, sometimes even before officers arrive on the scene. The capabilities of these drones keep growing, and AI now plays a major role in analyzing footage, detecting incidents, and, in some instances, tracking movement without human guidance. While the safety benefits can be significant, the privacy implications are becoming a hot-button issue, particularly as deployments spread into urban and regional settings. Transparency, clear oversight, and robust legal frameworks will determine whether these programs build community trust or raise more questions than answers. It's a fascinating intersection. We're seeing rapid technical progress, but also new debates about what's fair, ethical, and sustainable in our digital-first society. As I reflect on this week's developments, I'm struck by how everything, from OS releases to energy infrastructure and community safety, relies more than ever on cooperation, transparency, and innovation. Open source has long thrived on the principle that many hands make light work, and now, we see that ethos guiding everything from home automation choices to the backbone of public technology infrastructure. Whether you're an engineer deploying servers, a hobbyist maintaining a smart home, or a founder building the next big SaaS tool, the future looks to be collaborative by design. As these changes play out, we can expect even more rapid shifts, more open projects, and new ways of working that blend technical expertise with a real sense of community. So keep an eye on those distro release notes, contribute to the projects you care about, and never underestimate the impact individuals and small teams can have when given the right tools and encouragement. Thanks for listening.